Last night we completed, or we did half of Surah Al-An'am, and we completed Surah Al-Ma'idah. I'd like to talk about a dialogue which took place, or which will take place on the Day of Judgment, between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. As I mentioned yesterday, Surah Al-Ma'idah, the majority of it talks about the mistakes that people made from the previous nations, particularly from the Jews and the Christians, in their beliefs and in how they dealt with the commands laid out to them in their respective books. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in some verses, he addresses the Christian belief, and this is actually at the end of Surah An-Nisa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the people, وَلَا تَقُولُوا ثَلَاثَ. Don't say three. There is only one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't say three, directing this command at the Christians and telling them not to believe in the false belief of the Trinity, which we know is the belief of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and the three combined into one basically are regarded as being God according to the Christian belief, according to many Christians. So this concept of Trinity actually came into being 300 years or so after Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. It was not there at the time of Isa alayhi salam. 300 years later, at the Council of Nicaea, some religious scholars got together and they decided that it was going to be adopted as an official theology and official belief of the Christian church. And the reason behind this was that the Romans were having a hard time accepting a monotheistic religion. A completely monotheistic religion, meaning believing in one God, they were not ready to accept it. So what the idea was, to try to attract them, the belief of a Trinitarian God was to be put forth and put into practice. And this Trinitarian God, or one in three, was something that the Romans already believed in, which was their God. That one in three God was known as Mithras. And that Mithras, he had a connection also with December 25th. So December 25th, which is regarded as Christmas and the birth of Christ and so on, it also has a connection with this three-in-one God that the Romans believed in. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Christians at the end of Surah An-Nisa and says, وَلَا تَقُولُوا ثَلَاثَ إِنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ. And later on in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ. Indeed, the people who said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Isa ibn Maryam, indeed they have done kufr. And also, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَ. Indeed, those people that said God is the third of three, they have done kufr. So this is in various parts of Surah An-Nisa. And right at the end of Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a dialogue which will take place on the Day of Judgment between Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Isa ibn Maryam, that did you tell the people to take me and my mother as gods after me? So this verse actually highlights another belief that some Christians also have, particularly the Catholic Christians. They believe that Mary, the mother of Jesus, is also divine. Because if she was not divine, meaning if she was not on the equal level with God, then how could she give birth to something that is divine, which is Isa alayhi salam, who is supposed to be the son of God? So some Christians also believe that Maryam is also divine, meaning she also has an equal level, na'udhu billah, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Isa alayhi salam on the Day of Judgment and says, did you tell the people to take yourself and your mother as gods after me? So the wording used here is the past tense, and the general trend with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whenever talking about things related to the Day of Judgment, even though they happen to be in the future, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses al-fi'l madhi. Why? That it's so certain to happen, it's as if it's already happened. So we know that what happened yesterday, it happened for sure. But what's going to happen tomorrow, I might plan to do something, but 50-50 chance that something might come up and I might not be able to do it. But something that happened yesterday, it happened for sure, it happened in history, it cannot be changed. So whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or in most places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the day of judgment, He uses the past tense. So here Allah again uses that. He says, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Isa ibn Maryam, O Isa ibn Maryam, did you tell the people to take yourself and Maryam, my mother, to be gods after me? So Isa alayhi salam will respond, Subhanak, I could not do this, you are pure from this. Ma yakunu li an aqula ma laysa li bihaq. It's not appropriate for me to say something which I have no right to say. In kuntu qultuhu faqad alimta. If I had said this, then most certainly you would have known about it. تَعْلَمُ فِي نَفْسِي وَلَا أَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِكْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. You know what is in my heart and I do not know what you are thinking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this dialogue will take place, and it's not as if Isa alayhi salam is the criminal. Isa alayhi salam is not going to be the criminal, but he's going to be put in front of everybody and to prove a point that he never told people to worship him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't tell people to worship him. So where did all that belief come from? This dialogue will take place in front of everybody to prove that point, that this belief of worshipping Isa alayhi salam and worshipping his mother and having a belief in the Trinitarian aspect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all fabricated, and there was no foundation for it, there was no basis for it. So this dialogue will take place. So this happens at the end of Suratul Ma'idah. So basically, if anybody wants to read up on the false beliefs of the Christians and the false things that they undertook after their prophets and even during the time of their prophets, Suratul Ma'idah is a surah that you should all study. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand what has been said in the hadith.